Thanks for downloading the Wave Church podcast. We hope this message inspires and brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Enjoy the message.
I'm excited to be preaching to everybody today. It's been a while since I've seen everybody, and in the midst of that, a lot has happened. One of the great things that has happened is I've turned Sarah Wood into the beautiful Sarah Randolph. She liked it, so she put a ring on it. So I'm very excited that that has happened. And honestly, I'm thankful to be speaking to you right now. I'm thankful for our leadership, Pastors Josh and Pastor Luke, to Wave Norfolk Leadership and Pastors Jared and Alyssa for their continued investment in me, and ultimately our senior leadership and Pastors Steve and Sharon. I want to talk today about the idea of rest and the power of rest. I believe 2020 has been a year that not many could have seen coming. And even just this week, as we've walked out what has been a pretty crazy and traumatic week in the entire country, I want to be able to speak about our ability to access the peace and rest of God, because this week has been one where there's been anxiety and fear and hopelessness for a lot of people. Jesus speaks to us in a verse in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In this time, unfortunately, through everything we've been walking through, first with social distancing and everything we've been seeing bubbling up in our country these last couple weeks, it is not unique for people to feel burdened and be walking with a heavy heart. But tonight I want to speak to you and hopefully encourage you on this idea of accessing the power of rest. God calls us to live in rest, to walk in rest, and there's power in his rest. And it can sound like an Old Testament thing, because we know on day 7, God rested. But ultimately, God wants us and every believer to be walking in rest and peace with him. Rest isn't the art of relaxation, but it's actually the idea of being able to be refreshed in every circumstance. When you see the idea of rest being mentioned in the Bible, you typically see it with joy and with peace. Joy and peace accompany rest. We have peace in rest when we should be burdened. We have joy in rest when we should be overwhelmed. And we have grace for people when we walk in rest, when people tend to give us their worst. Some of the greatest testimony we will ever have isn't necessarily what we'll say to people, but how we walk through life regardless of circumstance. Some people may never read Leviticus, but they'll see how you walked with peace when that job or that promotion didn't come. They may never read anything Paul wrote, but they'll see when that close friend betrayed you, how you chose to honor God instead of drag their name through the mud. Your peace can give you a platform. So I have but one point for you guys today, and it is: we find rest by entering his presence. Going back to Matthew 11, 28, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened." The beginning of rest is Jesus saying, "Come to me." Life happens, and through this year of 2020, we've seen it happen on a scale we never imagined. And hopelessness will be an option for us. And I don't want to minimize anyone's situation or what anybody's walking through, but I love that we have a God that says, "Come to me." Philippians 4 tells us that peace surpasses all natural wisdom, and it's found when we go to God and present our request to him with thankfulness. This seems to be so simple, but often there's something keeping us from a choice that should be so easy. Fortunately for everybody watching through the stream right now, I know the greatest inhibitor to your peace and living in a place of rest. Some of you are right now trying not to look at the person next to you. If it's the person next to you, go ahead and text 5. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But I can tell you exactly where to find it. After this service is over, you can walk to your bathroom, find the sink, and then look up. Because the greatest roadblock to your peace, unfortunately, is you. The reality is that nobody will stop me from getting in the presence of God more than myself. With excuses for why I don't have time, or for the Netflix binging of Outer Banks, because that John B. is so handsome. It's not your boss, it's not your spouse. The reality is you will be the greatest reason why you don't get in the presence of God. We're tired and weary because we're carrying more than we're able. We're like the kid walking back from the car with 20 bags of groceries because we don't want to make 2 trips. And God is saying, "Come to me, let me help." We're tired in our spirits because we watch where our world is going, and it's so contentious that it burdens us. And it should burden us, but don't forget that we have a God that says, "Come to me." I love in verse 29, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Back when this would have been written, oxen would be yoked together, connected by a wooden beam, to carry the burden of a task in unison. To be yoked with Jesus means to be connected to him and walking in step with him. It's not that there isn't a burden. It's that Jesus helps us every step of the way, carrying and lightening the burden for us. And you walk with a different confidence when you know Jesus is walking with you. The key to this is first seeking his presence. I love Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." Regardless of the season we're in, we need to be believers that are seeking the presence of God. I want to take us to a passage in Exodus where God and Moses have an exchange on rest, one that I believe that we can learn from. God speaks to Moses in the midst of the Israelites waiting on their promise. And how we see Moses respond is how I believe that we as believers should respond. In Exodus 33, 14 through 15, God says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." And I love how Moses responds. He says, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us from here." Something that I've learned in my walk is that there's not the inherently more spiritual, the people that have better access to God. But I believe there are people that are just more desperate for his presence. Moses shows us right here what it means to be desperate for the presence of God. If your presence doesn't go with us, do not bring us from here. What if we decided that when we log into Zoom to go to work, "God, I'm not going to work today without your presence." Or before that doctor's appointment, where there might be a report that you don't know what's coming, "God, I'm not going to that appointment without your presence." Or single person in the young adult community, "I'm not going on that date, God, without your presence going with me." Fill in the blank on the place and the occasion, but we should be intentional in every situation about walking out with his presence wherever we go. What I also love is that God promised them rest, knowing fully what was ahead of them, which was battle after battle. The Israelites had challenges ahead of them to walk through to get to the promise of what God had for them, but he promised them rest even in the midst of it. The reality is that rest isn't the absence of adversity. Peace in our lives isn't the absence of adversity, but it's God's ability to sustain us in spite of it. With the battles in our life, our families need us to be rested and refreshed in God. That coworker that doesn't yet know Jesus needs us to be walking with in grace. The reality is if we allow ourselves to be tired and weary, our nature will limit our capacity to love people. And if there was ever a time for the world to see healthy Christians, Christians full of peace, full of joy, full of rest, walking with God, it's right now. I want to end with a verse that I believe shows us the power of God's presence. In the Old Testament, you see the Ark of God or the Ark of the Covenant referenced back then, but it was just a representation of the presence of God. The Philistines back then worshiped a god, an idol called Dagon. And they made many idols to him. In 1 Samuel 5:1-4, it starts and says, "After the Philistines had captured the Ark of God," they captured the presence of God, "they took it to Ebenezer, to Ashdod. Then they carried the Ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place. But the following morning when they arose, there was Dagon again fallen on his face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. His head and his hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained." Can I tell you that anything attempting to stand in the presence of God will fall? When you get in the presence of God, those anxieties begin to fall. The reasons that you have lost peace begin to fall. Those sins that you feel like have been holding you back forever begin to fall. When they walked into the temple there the second day, they saw that their idol had been broken. And when we get in the presence of God, we see the things that have tried to hold us back broken in his presence. 2 Corinthians 13 tells us, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." We gain peace and rest when we are in the constant presence of God. Young adults, my encouragement for you is to do something simple. When Pastor Steve Kennedy came from Australia to speak to our Wave Norfolk campus, he encouraged us in something that he encourages his church in, and it's called 15 minutes in the chair. And in the simplicity of it, it's simply finding God for 15 minutes every day. And that could be the beginning point. I think sometimes we think that to seek God, we have to search him for an hour and go for it with everything we got. But But it starts in the simple, and then you can build from there. And I think if we can find God for just 15 minutes every day, we'll start to see that consistency and connection with him. And in that connection and in that finding his presence, we'll begin to see the anxieties that we walk with fall. We'll begin to find peace and joy in a way that we never have before and be able to walk in a grace that God is calling us to. I believe that our world is begging for believers to walk with grace and with power and with the presence of God. And we first have to do it by finding peace in our own lives and the joy of God in our own lives. And I believe that that access is available to all of us. Well, church, I hope that spoke to you. And we never end any service in Wave Church without first giving people the opportunity to know Jesus as their Savior. And as I spoke about connecting with Jesus and walking with Jesus, if you know that you've never done that before, maybe it's been a while since you've done that, and you know you need to make that decision again, I encourage you to repeat this prayer after me. And I hope that everybody out there, if you need to make this moment yours, come on, repeat this prayer after me. It's thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that you are Lord, that you died for me and you rose again. And today I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to the Wave Church Podcast. If you made a decision today to follow Jesus, please go to wavechurch.com and click on I Made a Decision so we can help you on your way to know God in a deeper way. And if you want to visit one of our locations, the website can help you locate the campus near you, or you can live stream our services. Have a great day.